Hello, and welcome to Ben in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, Kevin, isn't it the case that we've returned to a long-ago series?
Yeah, it's the new Trapped Like Rats, an interview show conducted in an impenetrable prison where the hosts do not know why they are trapped there.
And you'll be hearing echoey sound effects, right, Kevin?
Oh, many, many echoey sound effects. There's something else that's hidden, an implicit question that forms the basis for the script. If you have an idea of what it might be, let us know what your idea is. And if you're correct, Tony, what do they get?
A valuable prize.
And now it's time to join Gideon Hart and Marnie Sutter, who are, that's right, trapped like rats. They're in a deep cylindrical steel cell with featureless walls that can't be climbed. Their captor is unknown. And here's Gideon.
Oh my God, if our imperious captors accidentally play the wrong lead in again, I'm gonna fall asleep and never wake up.
That tape introducing Gideon Hart and Marnie Sutter is like 10 years old. Gross incompetence, mysterious infernal jailers.
Anyway, I'm Morag Woden.
And I'm Blesley Tannhauser. Morag, how are you doing with the bird?
Ah, yes. For the listener novitiate, let me clue you in. Every so often, our anonymous captors here are trapped like rats. Send us down a weirdly mutated animal to sow discord among prisoners and generally create the conditions for intolerable camaraderie.
This time, it's a harmed ptarmigan. Right, Morag?
That's the name I just came up with 5 minutes ago, yes. You see, listener, this harmed ptarmigan has been genetically engineered to cause harm to anyone near it when it gets agitated.
And that's why Morag is cradling the harmed ptarmigan and why we're doing everything we can to keep it chill. For example, hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Bletch, don't. I just got him to lay his head down.
Okay, my bad. I can use this downtime to tend to our claw wounds. Who would have known that ptarmigans...
Harm ptarmigans, mind you.
That these fowls would have such well-honed talons. Here, this will just sting a little.
Oh, I appreciate the antiseptics, but for all that's holy, please don't tell me what you treated the swabs with.
Well, actually, over weeks I've been collecting my own...
Bletch, for all that's holy...
Right, right. Okay, now this is just the kind of time when our bizarre thrall masters in absentia would throw a monkey wrench in the works of harmed ptarmigan calming.
Bletch, Bletch, what was that?
That was, in fact, the monkey wrench we found, the same one I was sharpening in case our unspecified captors...
Bletchley Tannhauser, are you working for our jailers?
Yes. No, of course not. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a mystery we'll have to resolve. Jumped up chicken. Resolve next time.
That's because we're trapped like rats. Mora, see if you can stun it. No, like this.
Kevin, did anyone have the moral courage to write in with a question?
Yes, I'm holding a fax from Alva Van Steenberg of Potter's Dell, Ohio. Should I finally get rid of this fax machine, I am kept awake each night by the printing of spam faxes, printing and chattering away like gibbons hyped on ketamine. I think that is the correct question.
It is.
I think it is the correct question.
I think it's the question that answers pretty much any sketches we've written over the years. So she gets a valuable
prize.
Gets
a valuable prize. What do we have?
I think we have a shiny new fax machine.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you are the only winner in the history of Men in Charge in Briefs.
And we would like to thank the cast starring Tony Flynn, Deborah Marlowe, and Kevin Decker. Kevin Decker wrote today's episode. And special thanks to the man whose plan to unify Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania into a so-called supercontinent is likely to fail, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.
Thank you.